This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Greg's in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. Well, I'm happy to be here. I wish I was here under better circumstances and giving you my debt-free speech, but not quite there yet.
How can we help?
Well, so I actually live in a little town outside of Portland here in Oregon on the North Coast, and I married my wife. She's the sweetest woman you ever met, about 6 years ago, and I lost my job about 3 months or so before she moved to the U.S. from out of state or out of country. I started my business with the last $350 in my bank account, and we were dirt poor for a while. I'll tell you, I'm 26 now. I've been doing it for about 5.5 years, and it's grown a lot. This last year, I've done about 26% growth. I'm just now starting to get a good wage from it. My wife's a teacher at the local school district, and she said, you know, she's always looking for jobs, and she saw an IT job there, which is basically what I do now. But it's entry level. It's a little bit of a pay cut, but it comes with the benefits and the security of it all. And that's what she wants, is the security. And she's kind of given me an ultimatum of, you know, she doesn't want to have to deal with the business anymore, the, you know, up and down of it. And said, you know, I might not be here tomorrow. I just need some fatherly advice, sir.
Your wife says she's going to leave if you don't take a job that is a pay cut?
She said she might, and it's one of those where I just don't know. You know, I either call her bluff or she's flush, you know.
This has nothing to do with this job, man. There's bigger things going on in your relationship here, man. What about your world makes her feel not safe? Why would she even need to make this statement?
Well, you know, I guess I think it's
no, don't
a
guess.
Lot of,
you know. Don't guess. Yeah. You know. Why doesn't she feel safe? Why would she say something like that?
You know, some months I'm way above what I would be making there, like 3-4 times. And then some months I'm just under what I'd be making there.
Yeah, but you're talking about dollars and cents. Who are you? Are you hard to be around in the low months?
No. I don't drink. You know, I don't do drugs. I'm a pretty easygoing person. You know, if I'm low, then, you know, I do everything I can to change it. I consider it, you know, to some extent, a reflection on myself, and I do everything to better the situation, you know.
Okay.
I don't like to be mopey. If anything, I like to just go to work and double down even more and, you know, triple down on things.
Did I hear you say before you were married she was an immigrant, that she came from another country?
She did, yeah.
Where?
She moved to the U.S. here. China.
China. And so she is an American Chinese, or she's Chinese?
She's Chinese in nationality, and got her green card. In an upbringing, yes. Her family is the best people in the world. They give, you know, her father.
I heard that, and heard she's sweet, but also heard her say she's going to leave her husband if he didn't get a job she wanted. Didn't sound too sweet to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying the sweet crap.
Yeah. Something else is going on here, man. I don't like it at all. I don't know what. Just how you just mapped out the way you handle challenges, ups and downs, puts you in the top 2% of men I will talk to all year. That's incredible. So there's something else going on here. I don't like, Dave, I don't like to get in the bluff calling game, but I would flip the lights on here and say, we're going to go talk to a marriage counselor today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there's something bigger than just the financial sense of security here.
Yeah.
Because you're making the money, right?
I interviewed. Yeah, you know, I am. And it's
what kind of money are you making?
That's where I'm seeing. You know what? Right now I'm making about $34,000-$35,000 a year.
What's she make?
Up about 26%. She makes
about 26%. I had a guy tell me he was up 26% that made a dollar, too. So 26% don't mean nothing unless there's some money on the other end of that formula.
Right.
26% of zero is still zero. But you're making, you know, you're making 38,000 and she's making what?
She's making about 42. I make about 35, 36. And I'm seeing the competition crumble around me. You know, the only other store here was Staples. It just went out of business. There's one guy in the next town over that does it. he kind of does it as a hobby, and I'm starting to get clients from him saying that they're unhappy.
Hey, Greg,
and
Greg,
I don't
Greg,
ever
Greg,
want
Greg.
To knock somebody, you know.
This is not about your business.
This is not about your business,
about your
my brother.
Yeah.
It's about your marriage. That's why I say this isn't going to be solved with a calculator. This is going to be solved with a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
And this sucker's on life support. Do you believe her? When she's threatening you, do you believe her?
I don't know. You know, she's told me before that she wasn't super happy here, and she's wondering if I was open to moving to China. And I guess at some extent I was, but, you know, right now it's just not a place, not a move I want to make. You know, I don't have a degree. And, you know, I built this because I didn't see any other options for work in my field in the area, you know.
She's looking for an excuse to hit eject.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Brother, it sounds like you're a hard worker. You stuck around longer than I would have, but it sounds like you're a grinder and you're a hard worker, and you sound like a guy of character, and you sound like a guy who controls his emotions well. And it sounds like you're married to someone who is looking for a way to get out.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the guy that's breaking that to you in that way. Man.
No. I need to have somebody, you know, with some experience here just tell me how it is, you know, really.
So what you want to do in a situation where we don't know, we've been on the radio with you for 2 minutes, and so it's a long, that's a fur piece from us knowing everything about what's going on over there. But you have cultural differences that are pretty extreme. Security it is a different thing when you come out of a communist background. And so, and it has a different set of emotions tied to it. But we've also got this unhappiness, this wanting to return to China. And maybe this is, you know, you didn't do it, so she had felt like that gave her the release. I don't know. That's kind of what we're hypothesizing. But the only way to find out is to, here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to just call the bluff and then wonder what happened. You do want to enter into this with some good counseling. And so get on the phone and find a good Christian counselor in your area. Find a good pastor in your area that can walk you guys through this and sit down with you and find out what is really going on. Because this is not about you taking a pay cut for her to be happy. It's kind of ridiculous when you say it out loud, actually. Even if your income's volatile. Now, if she perceives because you don't bring any money home, you pull out it all back into the business, but if you had a regular job, you'd bring some money home. See, that's not a pay cut in her mind, then. That's a huge increase if you're not bringing any money into the household. Those types of things could come out in a good counseling session, but I'm with John. There's a lot going on here that leads up to this. This is not sudden. This has been coming on. It's been a slow burn for a while, and so you need to get in. What you don't want to have is regret that you didn't try everything.
That's right.
So you try everything. You flip the lights on, as John said. You start screaming, you know, fire, 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 and we run out of the building because there's a fire. Well, it turns out there's not a fire, but at least we didn't die.
Yeah.
So we try everything. You go to the counselor and do the best you can, and then when you get down to it, she still takes off, and you still don't know why, but at least you tried everything.
Yeah.
And you don't have that regret of just kind of being laissez-faire about your marriage, just whatever, you know, que sera, sera, right? Now, instead, we give it every shot we got. You leave it all on the field. And then if you lose, you left it all on the field.
Yeah.
But you don't want to play half butt and then lose and then go, well, I'm not sure why I lost, except maybe my lack of effort.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and that I just don't – the phrase calling somebody's bluff, marriage is not a game. It's something that you do together.
It's not Texas Hold'em.
You become one. I'm not calling anybody's bluff. I'm going to figure out how I can make this thing work on my end, and I'm going to expect the same of you.
Yeah.
Of my spouse.
But if somebody's down to throwing an ultimatum down on a job, that is a fire alarm that there's all kinds of crap going on inside your walls, even if you don't understand them.
That's right.
And you need to find out what that is. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.